Well, he joins us each and every Friday, Andrew Webster from the Sydney Morning Herald. Good morning, Webby.
Good morning, boys. Where's TK?
TK's over there in South America, swanning his way around.
I'll notify the integrity unit. Have you been there?
If you could, that'd be great. Now, he sent through a couple of photos.
I've seen.
Yes.
I've seen on his Instagram. He's having a great time.
He is, mate. He's having a great time. What about yourself? Are you having a great time selecting your New South Wales side and the most contentious position, which always seems to be when we talk New South Wales, is the halfback position. Did Nathan Cleary do enough in your mind to be selected for New South Wales on Sunday night?
First, can I just say this? Make it end. I'm sick of this time of year trying to speculate who's in the team. I've got to say, Freddie is quite the master of it. I sat down with him for an interview for the Herald that we ran in the paper today. He had a lot to say, but he and Greg Alexander and Danny Bedaris have just been masters of not letting anyone really know who the hell they're going to pick. He gave his greatest indication, though, I think in the last month or so, that he wanted to pick Nathan Cleary, and I reckon he would have done enough Nathan Cleary last night. It was a dog of a game, and I don't think either team seemed like they didn't want to win. But, you know, Penrith got there in the end. And you know, Freddie keeps talking about effort areas around Nathan Cleary. And you know, he showed enough of that last night, particularly to score the try. So I would be surprised if it's not Nathan Cleary. I think the thinking changed. I think Adam Reynolds definitely was in the frame a couple of weeks ago after certain people got in Freddie's ear and said, listen, I don't know if you can risk Nathan, it'll crucify him. But yeah. I think Freddie's his own man and has decided that that's the way he's going to go. I like your team, Laurie, that you just announced before you put me on. I would be more than happy with Adam Reynolds. I think he's strong. I'm a bit worried about his defence, but he makes up for that with his kicking game.
Yeah, excellent kicking game. Just while we're on that State of Origin side and that article, Webby, what was Brad Fittler's take on Latrell Mitchell? There's been a lot of noise around Latrell for the last couple of weeks.
It was an interesting thing that he said about Latrell, saying that he had called him at the start of the week and said, listen, I want all your contract / manager issues that have been going on for quite a few months. I want all that left at the door. And he's been consistent with that, Brad. He said it last year. Laurie, you would know what I'm talking about. When players come into camp and they have, they're unsigned and they're talking about contracts, it can be a massive distraction. I think you had to deal with that a little bit in the last couple of years of your tenure. And, you know, Freddie said to him, listen, I don't want to know. Look, the Roosters and Latrell Mitchell in particular, I know he came out this week and said he's on the verge of signing with the new manager. They keep saying that there's nothing going on, and I expect them to say that. But believe me, there is drama there, and the Roosters are concerned about how things are going to play out, probably closer to when he's off contract at the end of next season. But, yeah, there is definite tension there. So, you know, Latrell looks like a player desperate to get into an Origin team. He needs that spark. He sort of, I know he got contained by the Broncos last Friday night. But, you know, I can see why Brad had to have the conversation with him. So, it'll be interesting. He'll probably come out and blow Newcastle off the park tonight. So, yeah, it's an issue.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. And it's something that you don't need in an Origin camp. You want them in there focused about what they need to do, and that's prepare well to take
on Queensland.
You had
to deal with it, did you not, Lauren?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, there was a lot of talk with a lot of players off contract. But at the time, I didn't think it was that big an issue. But, you know, when you reflect and you work out, you know, where things go wrong, there was a few things there that we sort of identified that we could have handled a lot better. Talking about the Roosters on the weekend, they are playing against Newcastle. I love this matchup. Mitchell Pearce coming up against, the halves in well, Cronk's not going to be there, but Luke Keir in his old club,
yeah.
Mitchell Pearce. And he's been playing some good football, Pearce.
Yeah, he has. He's been playing great football in the last month. I think he's... Look, I don't want to wade into personal lives, but the thing about Mitchell is that he's in love. He's in a very happy relationship, and when Mitchell's happy off the field, it's reflected in his football on it, and I think that's been there for all to see. I thought it was quite a curious retirement announcement from Cooper Cronk this week, of all weeks, you know, in the lead-up to a match against... the halfback was there, who was there for a long time. He won a premiership there, but it sort of went sour in the end. I thought Trent Robinson's remarks about Cooper Cronk being the best team halfback, you know, the game's ever seen. I don't know how that would have gone down with Mitchell, but, you know, it's going to be a cracking game up there tonight. I expect the Roosters to come bouncing back from... I thought that was the game of the season last week against the Broncos. I also think it was quite big of Mitchell to go on the record and say there's all these sort of these murmurs around him and around New South Wales selection and him coming out saying, no, my time's done. So I think that's a sign of maturity from Mitchell. I expect him to go well tonight.
Let's just go back to what was said after the game last night, Webby.
Laurie
and I were critical of Ivan Cleary and what he didn't say in the press conference during the course of the week. He did hint at deeper issues. And now we presume that he was talking about the sex tape scandal that clearly has had an impact out there at Penrith.
I suspect the campaign manager that got Scott Morrison re-elected might have got in Ivan Cleary's ear after that press conference before the game. The day before the game, he said, listen, this is not how you win public support.
Yeah.
You know, the way that he handled that press conference the day before the game, saying there were deeper issues and not elaborating, was just, was an air swing. But he was very... I actually went back and watched it this morning, every minute of the 10-minute press conference that he did after that game. And you know what? I'm not surprised. It was said at the time when it first came out that this would really hurt, that the sex tape scandal would really hurt Penrith's season, and I think that's the case. What isn't really commonly known is that some of those videos, or a lot of those videos, were filmed on away trips last season. So I don't know if that's what he's referring to as the deeper issues. I think another thing is that they've got a lot of players, that are signed. A lot of their players are signed for another 2 or 3 years. So I don't think he's got much wriggle room at all in terms of the salary cap.
Right.
You know, I know they won last night, but, you know, there's some players there that are concerning, you know. I know Bertini's a little bit out. But it's going to be tricky for him to shuffle the deck in the foreseeable future.
Is there any concerns that maybe there might be some tape still around?
I think that's definitely the case, you know.
Yeah.
That was the big, and I don't think that's the fear at Penrith. I think that's the fear at a lot of clubs. And I know that talking to coaches and CEOs and even players. I think when Tyrone May got charged and he's pleaded not guilty, and that's before the courts, I think that scared everyone. I think Mark Dyer's litigation against NRL Memes also scared those who were distributing it. It scared them off putting it out there because they could see that the police were going to hunt them down. That said, when I was up there at Magic Round and brushing shoulders with all the club bosses up there, they were all really worried that something might come out, one, around Origin, and two, around the finals. So, yeah, it's going to be, I hate the fact that the game's sort of waiting for the worst. I'd like to think that's the end of it. I'd like to think players have learned, put your phone in your pocket. It's a lesson for all of us.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst, I guess. And you're right about, yes, keep your phones in your pockets, but young people today, a lot of people today, because they have access to phones, and it's on record now. You can't, the Dylan Napa stuff was 5 years ago. That's the danger, Webby.
No, 100%. That's it. That's why everyone's so nervous, because they... and some of the players I've spoken to go, 5 years ago, we were a completely different single men, doing our best out there. But now we're married with kids and Instagram accounts and, we can't remember what we did 3, 4, 5 years ago.
But it's the way of the world. It's the way of the world now with everything, because I saw on the news about 3 weeks ago, there was that plane crash, and people got killed in the plane crash, but people were jumping off and people were filming it.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Why would you put down
the phone and start helping people?
Like, why would you film that?
I don't.
That's the way the world is.
Different world. Thank you, Webby. Enjoy your weekend, mate.
Thank you, boys. You too.